Why do leaders exploit their people?
Welcome to Daily Direction, helping you discover the truth of God's Word with UMI founder and chairman, Dr. Melvin Banks.
Rumors persist that certain powerful leaders have stolen and stashed away billions of dollars for their own private use. Whether thefts like this happen nationally or internationally, in churches, businesses, or governments, corporately or privately, the reality is that God hates such wicked practices. Long ago, God expressed his outrage for the leaders who took advantage of others. We read in Ezekiel chapter 34, where God lambasted the leaders of ancient Israel. He condemned them because they exploited people for their own selfish gain. God condemned them because instead of taking care of the sheep, the people under their care, these leaders had exploited the sheep to pad their own pockets. Furthermore, we learn that God did not excuse the lay people for their own individual violations of moral law. Rather, God promised to judge both. God expressed his utter disdain for those who oppress and mistreat others. He promised swift justice. For ancient Israel, God used the Babylonians to invade and destroy their land. 70 years later, God used the Persians to punish the Babylonians for their wickedness. We discover a principle that applies to all of us in every generation. When a person or group exploits others, in time, God uses still others to punish oppressors. God wants true leaders, leaders with integrity, in families, in churches, in businesses, and in governments.
If you'd like to learn more about God and his plan for your life, visit urbanministries.com.